Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Sai Ramujtaba. United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan arrived in New Delhi this evening. Prime Minister Modi received President Nahyan at the airport. The visit is expected to provide an opportunity for the two leaders to further advance the India-UAE Comprehensive Strategic Partnership and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that Poland should display zero tolerance for terrorism and not help fuel the terrorist infrastructure in India's neighbourhood. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar stated this in the opening remarks during his meeting with Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister of Poland, Radosław Sikorski, in New Delhi. Dr. Jayashankar said that Poland is no stranger to the Indian region and is certainly familiar with the long-standing challenge of cross-border terrorism.
Deputy Prime Minister, you are no stranger to our region and are more than familiar with the long-standing challenges of cross-border terrorism. This meeting to discuss some of your recent travels to the region. Poland should display zero tolerance for terrorism and not help fuel the terrorist infrastructure in our neighbourhood.
Dr. Jayashankar said Poland is one of India's largest trading partners in Central Europe. He said the bilateral trade between the two countries stands at $7 billion, having registered growth of almost 200% in the past decade. Later, External Affairs Minister said that his meeting with his Polish counterpart provided an opportunity for an open conversation on bilateral ties and global developments. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said that they discussed economic, technology, defense, mining, and multilateral cooperation of both the countries. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, has raised India's economic growth projection for 2025 by 0.7 percentage point to 7.3%. In the World Economic Outlook update, IMF said, upward revision reflects strong momentum in the fourth quarter of this fiscal year. Meanwhile, the IMF projected 6.4% growth in the next financial year of 2026 to 2027. BJP Working President Nitin Naveen has filed his nomination for the election of the post of the National President of Bharatiya Janata Party. The nomination process began at the party headquarters at 2 p.m. in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah, Union Ministers J.P. Nadda, Nitin Gadkari and other senior leaders. The filing of nomination continued till 4 p.m. after the completion of the scrutiny of nomination papers, withdrawal of the candidature is underway. In Jammu and Kashmir, a paratrooper who was critically injured in the gunfight with terrorists in Chatru area of Kishtwar district succumbed to his injuries. Meanwhile, the massive search operation to track down terrorists suspected to be hiding in the upper reaches of the district entered its second day today. The operation, launched yesterday, led to a gunfight in which 8 security personnel injured after terrorists hurled a grenade. According to intelligence inputs, 2 to 3 terrorists suspected to be affiliated with the Pakistan-based Jaish-e-Mohammed are believed to be trapped in the area. The Defence Ministry has said that around 10,000 special guests have been invited to witness the 77th Republic Day Parade at Kartavya Path in New Delhi this year. The guests include those who have carried out exemplary work in income and employment generation, best innovators, startups, self-help groups and best performers under various government initiatives. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty ended the first trading day of the week on a bearish note. Sensex slipped 324 points to close at 83,246, while the Nifty dropped 109 points to settle at 25,586. In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Gujarat Giants in the first clash of the Vadodara leg. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.